Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The Canadian ambassador told ABC News on Sunday that Canada hopes hefty tariffs imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump will not take effect on Tuesday, but the Canadian public expects the government to stand firm in a trade dispute with Washington. Saturday evening, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau held that line.
Like the American tariffs, our response will also be far-reaching and include everyday items such as American beer, wine, and bourbon, fruits and fruit juices, including orange juice, along with vegetables, perfume, clothing, and shoes.
Canada announced tariffs on hundreds of billions in U.S. exports, including major consumer products like household appliances, furniture and sports equipment, and materials like lumber and plastics. According to his office, Trudeau and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum discussed the imposition of U.S. tariffs in a call Sunday. The leaders agreed to work together in areas of common interest and to enhance the strong bilateral relations between Canada and Mexico. Officials say preliminary data from the mid-air crash between an airliner and an Army helicopter that killed 67 people showed conflicting indications about the aircraft's altitudes when they collided near Washington, D.C. airport. At a news conference Saturday, National Transportation Safety Board member Todd Inman offered his condolences to the loved ones who suffered loss from the Potomac and Philadelphia aircraft tragedies.
Know this, we will find out what happened in both of those accidents. We'll make recommendations. We will attempt to never have to deal with those type of accidents again.
Meanwhile, police vehicles surrounded the crash site in Philadelphia in the early hours of Sunday. At least seven people died when a medevac plane crashed in Philadelphia on Friday, including six Mexicans aboard the plane and one person who had been in a car at the site of the crash. The voice recorder for the Philadelphia plane is still missing. This is VOA News.
Phase two negotiations should start tomorrow. We started already engaging with the parties in order to define the agenda and to start engaging in those discussions.
Qatari Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Mohammed bin Abdulrahman bin Jassim Al Thani announced the start of talks during a joint presser with Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan in Doha, as he refers to the discussions on phase two of the Gaza truce. A date for formal talks involving mediators and delegations from Hamas and Israel has not been set, with the 42-day first phase due to end next month, if it holds. Medics told Reuters that at least four Palestinians were wounded in an Israeli strike Sunday on a vehicle on the coastal road west of the Nuseirat camp in the central part of Gaza Strip. The Israeli military said an Israeli aircraft fired on what the military described as a suspicious vehicle moving towards northern Gaza outside the inspection route laid down by the ceasefire agreement. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will discuss victory over Hamas, countering Iran, and expanding diplomatic relations with Arab countries in his meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Tuesday's meeting at the White House will be Trump's first with a foreign leader since returning to office. It comes as U.S. and Arab mediators begin the daunting work of brokering the next phase of an agreement to wind down the war in the Gaza Strip and release dozens of militant-held hostages. Hamas, which has quickly reasserted its control over Gaza since the ceasefire took hold last month, has said it will not release many of the remaining hostages without an end to the war. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The conflict in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo risks escalating into a broader regional war, Burundi's president said Saturday, as Africa's top health agency warned the fighting could spark new outbreaks of serious diseases. The DRC government has officially designated the M23 rebel group as a terrorist organization, while the United Nations and the U.S. classify it as an armed rebel group. M23 has vowed to march on the capital, Kinshasa, after capturing Eastern DRC's biggest city of Goma last week. Christine Briza is one of the displaced people leaving the huge camp on the outskirts of Goma. I'm happy to go home, but I'm afraid I'll go back and starve because I've got nothing. M23's offensive is the latest to scar the mineral-rich region, which has seen conflict involving dozens of armed groups kill an estimated 6 million people over three decades. Goma's fall rattled the continent, prompting international condemnation and fears of a humanitarian crisis. Syria's interim president made his first trip abroad to Saudi Arabia in a move likely signaling Damascus's shift away from Iran as its main regional ally. Ahmed al-Shara landed in Riyadh alongside his government's foreign minister Assad al-Shabani and met with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.